KSA Radio News.
The annual New Year's Eve ball drop in New York City's Times Square will happen Friday night, but with less people. The city said it would limit the number of people Friday to about 15,000 in-person spectators. That's far fewer than the 50,000 revelers initially envisioned. Incoming Mayor Eric Adams is scheduled to take his oath in Times Square soon after the ball drop. President Joe Biden's approval rating showed no sign of rising as the new year approached. Biden had a consensus of 43.3% approval rating Friday, according to 538. It offers a real-time updated tracking of the president's approval rating by analyzing a wide variety of polls. 538 said Biden's approval rating has been underwater since August 30th. And Novavax, Inc. has filed data Friday with the FDA to support clearance of its COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.